opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Dr. Wally's sleep apnea is paid for by Bayside Dental Associates in Stevensville, Maryland.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Wally, and I'm here to talk about sleep apnea. But before I do, I'm going to talk a little bit about a week. I had a brutal week trying to get over this crash where this illegal slammed into me. And I was amazed at the reports that came out in the media. They said, oh, a guy got his neck broken. I said, it wasn't me. And another gal was hit before he hit me. But good old PT does wonders on getting your feet back together. And then I had a really good one on Saturday. One of my nieces put together a family reunion. Now, my parents are deceased, and, you know, virtually everybody else of our age, my wife's are deceased. But she put it all together, and we got to see nephews, nieces, grandchildren. It was just a fantastic time. And my suggestion to you, if you haven't seen your family all together, put one of those on. It's a great stress reliever. So let's get into sleep apnea. Some of the symptoms that you may have sleep apnea is loud snoring, daytime fatigue, low blood levels. The body heals while sleeping. Diabetes, causes by throat hormones. Hormones that affect your relaxation. Some of these are some of the, you know, temptation to say, oh, I've got sleep apnea. Well, that doesn't prove you have sleep apnea. What you need to do if you have any of these symptoms is go to your physician, have him do a workup, and he will send you either to a sleep apnea study where you spend the night, they measure how many times you stop breathing, it comes back to your physician, he sends it to a sleep specialist, they take a look at it and say, yeah, you stopped breathing 28 times last night. And from that, that's one way to test it. A second way to test it is you can pick up a sleep watch from Amazon or Walmart. From Walmart, I think you have to order it. But basically what it does, you wear the watch at home. The next morning, it tells on your iPhone exactly how many times you stopped breathing. And from that, then you can go and get treatments. A few other symptoms are waking up gasping or choking, morning headaches. And I've said before, just because you have a headache in the morning, more than likely it's caused by dehydration. Excessive daytime sleepiness. You know, as we get older, it's so easy after you had a hard day, come home, and if you put the television on, boom, you're out. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean as we age, our life, everything about our life changes. Wake up with a dry mouth. Anybody who's drank the night before knows what waking up with a dry mouth is. Other risk factors are being overweight. It's more common in males and usually greater than 40 years. Or if you have a family history, or if you have a small airway or enlarged tonsils, all of these are symptoms you may have sleep apnea. Treatments are these. You can go to bed with a CPAP machine. And what a CPAP machine basically is, and I had sleep apnea for 7 years, and I would sleep with a CPAP machine. It's a mask that goes over your nose, and you're basically forcing oxygen down into your lungs all night long. The second one is lifestyle changes. This is the one I really like because as you lose weight, you're avoiding alcohol and sedatives right before you go to bed, you'll sleep a lot better. As far as lifestyle changes, most people know more about changing the oil or maintaining your car than they know about maintaining their body. Another treatment is an oral appliances are designed to reposition the jaw or tongue. You could also do surgery to remove tissues or correct structural problems. And if it's left untreated, you might end up with high blood pressure or diabetes or heart attack or stroke. Obesity is one of the biggies. Now, a new one they've started, and that's what I went through, was lasers. And I was at a dental seminar because I've made tons of oral appliances for people that have sleep apnea. And our instructor said, oh, I can cure sleep apnea. Well, that really perked me up. And as he went on to explain, he takes a laser and it goes in your mouth and boom, boom, boom. And probably less than 10 minutes, he's done a treatment. And then in order to really widen your orifice, you need to do four of them. Well, this instructor practiced right just south of Cleveland. So I got a hold of him because I couldn't find anybody at the time in Baltimore to do it. Since then, I have found somebody in the last week. Anyway, I made the trip up to Cleveland four times. And I like to drive, so I would tell my wife, cancel Monday's appointments. I'll do the drive up there leisurely. Tuesday morning, I always got first appointment in the morning. And by probably 9:30, I'm heading out the door and heading back. So those are some of the treatments for sleep apnea. And one of my patients, he had gone through the sleep studies before, and they said, you need at least 8 treatments. Apparently, he was very, very, a lot clogged up than most people. But anyway, when we talk about lifestyle changes, I want to tell you some of the things about your life and changing. You get up in the morning, you drink some water. That causes, because of being fluoridated, will cause pineal calcification and thyroid disruption with sodium lauryl sulfate, which you find in toothpaste. Cereals today are packed with glycophosphate residue and synthetic vitamins that your body can't absorb. The EMT radiation is from pressing a phone next to your ear where you're talking all day. When you drive down the road, about every 500 meters is a 5G tower, which you get a rush of stress hormones from traffic, the news alerts, etc. And when you look at your body, we're a self-healing mechanism. And I can prove that. Think about the last time you cut yourself anywhere in your body. Maybe you cut your arm or something. You didn't have to do anything unless you had a really deep cut and then the surgeon would suture it back. But your liver regenerates in 6 weeks. The stomach lining regenerates every 3 days. Your entire skeleton will make over in 10 years. And DNA is not a death sentence, but it's a repair kit. 8 hours in front of a computer or under fluorescent lights stagnates your lymphatic system. That's why they tell people if you're sitting for long periods of time, every hour or so, you need to get up and walk around just to get your circulation going. You go to lunch, usually end up with processed foods. In the evening, might be alcohol, which is going to destroy your stomach lining. Then you might watch something have blue lights till midnight, which destroy melatonin. If you're not familiar with melatonin, melatonin is what the hormone that helps us relax and go to sleep and sleep comfortably. Every hour of this puts you in a chronic health position. And if you look at the television ads, 75% of TV ads are done by pharmaceutical companies. And the reason for that, and I used to fly around the country teaching doctors how to be businessmen. And at the time, it was back in the 80s, and I was a young dentist, but I had turned a routine dental practice into a monster. And the pharmaceuticals, I used to tell people at the time, there was one beer company that spent about $500 million a year on advertising. You know that beer company? It was Budweiser. And it just so happened that Budweiser had 50% of the market. Well, pharmaceuticals are doing the same thing. You're constantly being hit. Well, you may have this ailment. You may have something else. And their pill's going to cure it. And now we have diabetes. You can cure diabetes unless it's juvenile where there is no pancreas output. But rather than cure diabetes, they're going to manage it. And so as a result, you're going to spend $326 billion every year to manage diabetes. But it's never cured by them. Heart disease, they do not cure that. But you'll spend $219 billion as a whole in this country on heart disease. And there was a study that came out, I think it was 25 years ago, by New England Journal of Medicine. And this guy said, if you're in need of a heart bypass, or now they do shunts a lot, they said you could just change your diet. Change your diet, 6 weeks, they'll pull out all the, you know, clogging parts to your heart, and you'll be fine. Boy, I never heard the heart surgeon scream so loud. Oh, that's quackery. That study wasn't valid. Depression. People will spend $326 billion to handle this, you know, depression. You know, it's amazing. They manage it, but they never cure it. For cancer, they spend as a whole $208 billion in this company, the country. And as a result, they don't cure it necessarily. They just manage it. So the total income from all of these is a little over $1 trillion a year. And, you know, I have a tendency to be a comedian. And I had a patient who came in, I will not mention the name, and she was really depressed. And so I get to know all my patients, and I said, what's the problem? She said, my husband ran off with his secretary. And I said, how long were you married? 25 years. I said, man, that's a bummer. But you may not know this, but I'm a world-famous psychiatrist. And she kind of perked up and said, you are? I said, yeah, we can cure this problem today. Now she's really getting curious to what I have to say. I said, you got a back porch in your house? She said, yeah. I want you to go home, go out in the back porch. You yell one word at the top of your lungs, you'll be totally cured. Now she's really curious. What's the one word, doc? And I said, next. And she came back for her 6-month cleaning. She's happy and cheerful as can be. And I said, what's going on in your life? She said, well, I became an EMT. Do you know where EMTs hang out? Firehouses. You know what's in firehouses? Lots of guys. She's long ago forgot about the cheating husband. We're going to take a short break here, and I'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Wally from Bayside Dental of Kent Island. Our dental office is the most unusual in the U.S. We laugh, tell stories, and have a great time getting to know each other. By the time our patients leave, we make them feel great. It seems unusual for people to put their fears away after a visit to our office. We are Bayside Dental. 410-643-8110.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active day after day? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast and start fueling your day with Rescue Orosine. As we get older, our bodies become less efficient at producing the energy that keeps us going. That's where Rescue Orosine comes in. This breakthrough supplement works at the cellular level to help your body naturally produce lasting energy, giving it the support it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial energy boosters. Plus, it helps support healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, so you can show up to the moments that matter with confidence and vitality. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MyEnergy at checkout to buy one bottle of Orosine and get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Orosine for free with the code MyEnergy at checkout.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
However you're getting around these days,
I remember when we were driving in your car.
Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Start your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're back again. This is Dr. Wally with sleep apnea, and I hope you had a great week and an even better weekend. As I've told you many times, repetition is how we learn just about anything. And that's why I keep going over this to remind people. You may have it. These are some of the symptoms. Loud snoring, daytime fatigue, diabetes, low blood oxygen. The body heals while you're sleeping. Headaches in the morning, which could be the factor that you're dehydrated, but it also could be tied in with sleep apnea. The treatments for it is a CPAP machine, which is like a fighter pilot mask you put over your nose, sleep with it all night, and it forces oxygen into your lung. Another treatment is called a continuous positive air pressure. We routinely call it a CPAP machine, or a dental mouthpiece. Other symptoms are waking up gasping or choking, excessive daytime sleepiness, dry mouth. Now, if you went out and had numerous beers, you know what dry mouth is. First sign of dehydration. Risk factors, being overweight. It's most common in males and usually greater than 40 years old, or if you have a family history of it, or if you have a small airway or large tonsils. Any one of these treatments, second one's the dental appliance. and I've made numerous dental appliances through the year. And what it basically does is move your lower jaw forward, and you pop it in your mouth, and you sleep. And what happens, it keeps your throat open so you can get plenty of air. Lifestyle changes, and this is the one I like the most, is weight loss. I've been working on that myself since 2020 when we couldn't go out and do this, couldn't do that, couldn't go to the gym. And so I've been losing it like crazy, and I'm on my second wave, which is starting this week. Avoid alcohol and sedatives when you get ready for bed. And unfortunately, a lot of times people are stressed out. You come home, I need a good solid drink, or two, or three. Sleeping on one side, that's not conducive for keeping the windpipe open. There's also surgery to remove tissues. There's even one called Inspire, where they do a surgical procedure, put this little thing about the size of a matchbook in your chest, and they run a wire up to the back of your tongue. So should you stop breathing, it forces the tongue to go forward. I haven't heard a lot of great things about this treatment. Diabetes. Diabetes, when you get that disease, if you get it as a child, there's not much you can do about it. The pancreas simply is not working. But if you get diabetes as an adult, it's usually a lifestyle change could totally correct it. Because as you get diabetes, the vessels start to get stiff. And normally the way our system works, when the heart pumps blood out there, the vessels expand. And then they go back like a rubber band, which pushes the blood further down the line. And if you have diabetes, they're going to get hard. So you're not going to get that expansion like you normally would. And then you start developing plaques in the arteries. And the bottom line with that is you're going to end up with a heart attack or a stroke. And quite often it's obesity that's behind a lot of that. And so you can do several things health-wise. And I keep telling people that when we sleep, that's when the body heals itself. I was recently in a bad car accident the 21st of August when a patient or person who wasn't really a good guy, involved in several rapes and armed robberies, and the police and ICE were after him, and they slammed into me, totaled my car, totaled his car, sent me to the urgent care to x-ray me and scan me. And all week long, I've been sore as sore can be. And there's a funny note with this one, too. My daughter said she didn't say it. But the first one to my window was an ICE agent. He said, are you okay? I said, yeah, just bruised up a little bit. And he said, do you have family close by that we call and get them to come up? And I said, well, when I left the house, my wife was getting in the shower, so I doubt she's going to answer the phone. So I said, fortunately, my daughter and son-in-law spent the night. And so I put on the phone, Kristen, my daughter, and handed the phone to the ICE agent. And she answered, and it was like, hello. And I knew that sound. She wasn't awake yet. And the ICE agent said, this is ICE agent so-and-so. Your dad's been in a terrible accident. And she says, oh, Dad, quit being so melodramatic. And the guy laughed and said, no, I am really an ICE agent. And your dad is in a serious accident. And then she goes into hyperdrive to race upstairs, get my wife and her husband up. Come on, we gotta go. And they raced up to see what was going on. And at the time, paramedics were working on me. But they went with me up to urgent care and did all these brain scans, the You know, bones weren't broken, but I had a real bounce off the dash moment. I don't recommend it for anybody. But somebody, one of my patients, said, oh, I read about that. They put it in the media and said, you broke your neck. I said, well, that's typical. Anything. I mean, people make up stories about things. They don't find out what really happened. Anyway, when you first get up in the morning, if you drink water, which is usually fluoridated, it causes calcification in the pineal gland. Pineal gland is in the brain, controls how our cortisone's released, and it causes thyroid disruption with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is in our toothpaste. Today's cereals are packed with glycophosphate, which they're synthetic, and they're not really vitamins that your body can absorb. The EMF radiation we get when you have a phone pressed against your head talking to somebody is usually from a 5G tower. You get those every 500 meters. You'll get a rush of stress hormones from traffic and news alerts. But you know, there's good news. The way we're designed, our body heals itself. You don't have to go to the doctor every time something gets injured. For example, if you cut your arm, you don't have to do much of anything. Maybe clean it out and then put a Band-Aid on it. If it's deep, then have your doctor suture it. But it heals itself, and you don't have to do much more than that to get it healed. Your liver, for example, regenerates itself every 6 weeks. Our stomach linings regenerate themselves every 3 days. Your entire skeleton gets regenerated in 10 years. And DNA is not a death sentence, but a repair kit. 8 hours in front of a computer under fluorescent lights stagnates your lymphatic system. If you're not familiar with your lymphatic system, that's what goes in to rush in to heal you when you're injured. And you can stimulate that to be even better because our lymph system drains through a totally different system than the blood pumping through. And a way to get it cleared out is take a really deep breath to the count of four and then hold it for the count of four and then slowly release it. And what that does is it sucks the lymph out of it, you know, where things are hurting, and puts it in the bloodstream. Then it goes through the filtration process. You want to keep your lymph system in good working order. Then, most often, we'll eat a lunch, and it's got a lot of processed food in it. At evening time, you know, it's been a tough day, so you want to have a drink or two or three, and you get stomach lining problems with that, not to mention your liver. You might watch blue lights till midnight and destroy the melatonin production. Melatonin comes from it's a hormone in our body that we produce, but you can destroy it with doing things excessively. Every hour of this puts you in a chronic health position. Well, pharmaceuticals love that. They don't want you to die, but they'll manage your problems. For example, diabetes is managed in this country to the tune of $326 billion. Heart disease is managed to the tune of $219 billion. Depressions managed at the tune of $326 billion. Cancer is managed at the cost of $208 billion. And when I say it's managed, none of these diseases ever seem to get cured. And as a result, they keep you in a chronic state of you got to buy our product to stay healthy. And bottom line to the pharmaceutical industry is $1 trillion per year in revenue. That's not a bad gig. And then fasting 16 to 24 hours, your body will eat its own cells that have been damaged. Sunlight gives us vitamin D. You know, for years they say, you get out in the sun, you better put on sunburn blocker, otherwise you'll get cancer. The reality is you should let the sun shine on you at least 20 minutes every day. You also need to get grounding. The way you get grounding, walk in the grass in your bare feet. And what happens, there's a transfer of electrons into your body. Clean water, and I'm talking about water that's filtrated or spring water that's clean, distilled water, it flushes the toxins out of our cells. 8 hours is complete in complete darkness for sleep. That's when the DNA repairs free of charge. There's also a situation of tears. Two things that are tears have are two ingredients that are six times more powerful than morphine. When you cry, if you're crying over an onion, that's not the same tears. But if you're crying because, let's say your mom died or a brother or sister died, that's when tears will actually, you've got your own built-in opiate machine to help you get through a period that's not good. Your own pharmaceutical in your body. So there's lots of things out there, and if you don't know what will do what to help your body, I suggest you go to Barnes & Noble, buy a health book, maybe on physiology or biochemistry, and start reading it. You will be amazed at how different. We're going to take a break now. If you have something, question you'd like to ask me, feel free to call when we get back on our break.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and definitely warmer as we get into your Sunday afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s with more humidity as well. You have the chance of an isolated thunderstorm later into the afternoon and evening time. 90s are coming back into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. We're going to be heating up right as we get into the first week of September. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sleep apnea is not just snoring. When your breathing stops during sleep, your body can be placed under real stress night after night. Left untreated, sleep apnea may contribute to high blood pressure, heart strain, daytime fatigue, other serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Wally Gillen. If you're waking up tired, don't ignore it. Get answers. Learn your options. Call 410-643-8110.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
Beckett's amazing. He's a miracle child. In the mornings, he'll wake up and he roll the shades up and, Dada, it's time to get up. It's a bright, beautiful day.
He started getting dizzy. At the first of the year, he started going, I have to sit down, I'm dizzy, Mommy. A month after his third birthday, he got diagnosed with ATRT brain cancer. All you can think of is, the kid's not gonna live. the fact that St. Jude doesn't build is a godsend. And the fact that we don't have to ask for help here makes things a lot easier to go through what we have to go through with Beckett. The fact that they are researching and they are saving these children, it's so important. We wouldn't be where we are without St. Jude, and in turn, we wouldn't be where we are without those people that have donated. They're the reason why my son's still alive.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
I'm back, and this is Dr. Wally. We're talking about sleep apnea today. If you have a question about health or the sleep apnea, feel free to call. Now, the reason I even bothered to start talking about sleep apnea is because this has been missed by the medical community for years and years. Now they're starting to jump on it, and they were basically forced because of dentists taking a look at people's throat. You know, there's something not right here. And as we studied it, we found out all about sleep apnea. And they even have a thing for a sleep apnea specialist. But anyway, another thing that caught my attention was, if you're wearing a CPAP machine or you're wearing a dental appliance, after 6 months, 80% of them stop. And that shocked me because I faithfully wore mine for 7 years. And what it was, people just get tired of it. They don't want to go to bed and do the CPAP machine. And when our family, if there was a camping outing with the church or something, you know, my favorite camping spot is a Marriott. You know, after camping for 8.5 months in Vietnam, I'm not interested in sleeping on, you know, an air mattress or anything on the ground. But when I found out that 80% of the people, and this is a study done by the American Dental Association and several other prominent, you know, survey companies, that people just get tired of wearing it, I thought, I need to tell them about a laser so you don't have to wear anything. And after I did two of them, you're supposed to do a protocol of four. Occasionally, like I referred a patient to, I believe it's Baltimore Laser Center in Lithicum. He did the first one this past week, and I saw him, and he said, you know, I'm doing better already. I'm not ready to get rid of the CPAP machine, but I'm doing a lot better at sleeping. And so for me, it was after two treatments, I started feeling a lot better, but you really should do four. And then the protocol is, when you come in for your second 6 month appointment, which is a year out, you should do one more for maintenance and keep on that maintenance thing once a year. And it doesn't take that long. And before I ever did it on anybody, I wanted to see, does this thing hurt? Is it okay? Do you have to get numb? No, you don't have to get numb. It just zap, 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 zap. You're done. Get up, walk out the door, and see you in 40 days. Anyway, sleep apnea, some of the symptoms, as I said, repetition is the mother of learning. Loud snoring. Daytime fatigue. You know, with loud snoring, one of my lady doctors asked me, she said, do you snore at night? And I kind of laughed and said, you know, I'm sound asleep. I don't know if I snore or not. She said, oh, yeah, that wasn't the best question. Does your wife kick you out of the bed? And I said, not yet, she hasn't. So she's tolerant, but she was aware of it. Daytime fatigue. Now, we all get tired as the day goes on, but if it's severe, you may not be getting the rest you need at night. Low blood oxygen, because the body heals while we're sleeping. when I got in this accident a week ago Friday, the very first day when they released me from urgent care, got all the x-rays, said, just go home, but don't watch any TV and keep your eyes closed. I keep my eyes closed, and I was taught if you get a head injury, you keep the person awake. They said, no, they want you to rest your eyes because if you strain your eyes, the brain will swell. Now you've got a bigger problem. So I ended up sleeping about 20 hours from Friday night. I'd get up after 4 hours, go down, make breakfast for the family, and then go back right back to bed. Didn't even bother eating. And then the afternoon, I'd wake up, go down, fall asleep on the couch for another 4 hours. Wake up, do something for an hour, and go back upstairs. And so your body really needs that chance to heal. And if your throat is closed so that you're causing you sleep apnea, you need to do something about it. And, you know, the problem with not doing anything about it is, you know, you're going to end up dying 10 years earlier. Do you have headaches? You know, in the morning when you get up, it could be from dehydration or it could be from sleep apnea. And some of the others are waking up gasping or choking or excessive daytime sleepiness, dry mouth. If you've had a lot of alcohol the night before, you know what dry mouth's all about. The risk factors are, if you're overweight, you're increasing the chance that there's a problem. It's more common in men than it is with women, greater than the age of 40, unless you have a family history of sleep apnea, or you've got a really small airway or large tonsils. In the treatments, the CPAP machine, continuous positive air pressure, we call it CPAP machines for short. And what this does, it's a mask that fits over your nose. And at night, it forces air into your lungs. Lifestyle changes. And this is the one I love the most. Weight loss. Avoiding alcohol and sedatives when you come home before you go to bed. Or sleeping on one side. Oral appliances that are designed to reposition the jaw or tongue. And dentists, pretty much any dentist can make you one of those. I've made tons of them through the years. Surgery to remove tissue or correct structural issues. Health risk, if it's left untreated, it can cause diabetes. And diabetes, to a lot of people, is the kiss of death. Because sooner or later, you'll work up to having to shoot yourself with insulin. It'll increase high blood pressure, increase the potential for heart attack. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. Are we coming back, Daryl? Okay, thanks.
Hi, this is Dr. Gillen. If you're listening to this show, you may already know something isn't right with your sleep. Maybe you snore. Maybe you wake up tired, or maybe you've tried CPAP and just can't get comfortable with it. I'm Dr. Wally Gillen, and I want you to know CPAP is not the only option. For many patients, a custom oral appliance will offer a more comfortable way to treat sleep apnea. To learn more, call 410-643-8110.
When I'm hungry, my stomach hurts.
I get sad and scared.
I feel all alone.
When I'm hungry, I can't concentrate on school.
I don't think anybody cares.
I want to shut my eyes and disappear.
Nearly 1 in 3 people around the world don't have access to enough food. Even in the U.S., 1 in 5 children can't be sure where their next meal will come from. But together, we can do something about it. Feed the Children provides struggling families with the food and essentials they need. When you open your heart, the impact you can make helps families thrive.
We literally don't have any food right now.
It's very stressful.
You have three daughters, you have a wife.
You try to do the best you can, but it's still very, very hard.
I'm trying not to cry, but we wouldn't have nothing if there was nobody that could help us out.
For hungry kids who need help, you can make the difference. Learn more at feedthechildren.org.
However you're getting around these days, I remember when we were driving in your car. Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Start your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hello, this is Dr. Gillen, and I'm back talking about sleep apnea this afternoon. And one of the best ones that I've come across, which helped me get rid of my CPAP wearing, was laser. And I learned this about January. I was at a seminar up in Erie, Pennsylvania, and the instructor said, oh, by the way, I can cure sleep apnea. And that really perked me up. So I found out what it was, how it proceeded, and figuring since he's teaching the class, he probably knows a little bit more about than the average guy out there. So the reason we do this show is to teach people what sleep apnea is or the symptoms. I'm not diagnosing anybody from, you know, talking to you on the radio or anything else, but I'm instructing you what it is, what it will do to you, and hopefully what you can change in your lifestyle. Now, next week, or this coming weekend, a week from now, is Labor Day. And unfortunately, I am going to be in Peoria, Illinois. My daughter is matron of honor to her girlfriend's wedding. And I have known this young girl from the time they brought her home from the hospital. They were our next-door neighbors. So she basically grew up with my children. And her brother was a few years older, and he grew up with my oldest son. And so virtually every event, they participated in our events at our houses. So we're going back there to have a grand time with our dear friends. And their parents, every year since 1993, when we moved down to Maryland from Peoria, we've gotten together. They would come here for a week. The next year, we would go to Illinois for a week. Well, when Larry Hogan came out with his brilliant, "You Can't Get Together," I said, well, watch us and see. And so we decided, okay, we don't want to violate the law. We'll just meet up in Myrtle Beach every year. So for umpteen years, we've been going to Myrtle Beach. And we get together down there and have a grand time. So we're very, very close. But next week, you will probably hear an old one. Maybe this one again. So just tolerate me a little bit. I will only be here for two more shows. And then I have to have surgery done on me. They're going to do gastroenterologist goes in the upper and the bottom. All in the same appointment. And then I have to go 3 days later to replace my left knee. So it's going to be a humdinger. So I told Andy, listen, I'm going to take a break till January. I don't know if I'm going to be in good health even to make it over here. But we'll pick it back up in January. I'll have one more September 13th. So if you got a question, hold it till then. And so you've heard of sleep apnea things. It's a serious condition. And if you even think you might have it, the next time you're in your physician's office or make an appointment to go in, if you're like guys, we only go when there's a serious problem. But go to your doctor and have him follow up with it. 99% of the time, it may be nothing. But that 1% could make all the difference in your lifestyle. And believe me, it's something we address. The only reason I'm doing this show is because I want to educate everybody in Baltimore about the issue and then different things you can do to treat the issue. And by doing so, you have a chance to make your lifestyle a lot better. And when I felt, before I started doing laser treatment, at lunch, I'd want to take a snooze. And I thought, oh, I'm just getting older. No, not really. I am so active. I'm like a hyper character. And I retired when I was 40. And I took my kids to all the national parks across the United States. And after a year of being off, in life there's turtles and racehorses. And I discovered I happen to be a racehorse. I can't sit around doing nothing. I've got to be doing something. And so I went back to work, and I love doing it because, you know, Friday evening, a patient called me and got a terrible emergency. I run in and take care of them. And one of my buddies who works at a Sitco station said, Dr. Wally, I put your picture on Facebook, and I said, you're the best dentist ever, and you'll come in 24 hours a day. I said, you're about to lose a friend. And I did that for 13 years in Peoria, but I don't advertise it now. Wouldn't you know it, that night about a quarter to 12, my wife wakes me up and said, you have a toothache. Do you want to see him? And I said, no, I don't want to see him, but I will. And I went in, took care of it, and I told my friend the next day, you get my face off Facebook or we're no longer friends. Have a great week, folks.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.